This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. There was another study saying that people that smoke pot are at 5 times risk of having a coronary event within the first hour of smoking that dupe. So, you may want to put it down. Yeah, you may want to put it down. Don't worry, we won't get to that story for a little bit, okay? We'll also give you the latest on Ebola as we get that as well. We got two high school teachers, not where I live, they're in Louisiana, who apparently are accused of having a sexual relationship with the same student. These two women, I guess the student was bragging to his friends, and that's how word got out. Charlie Sheen allegedly pulls a knife on his dentist. We need to talk about why you really don't want to go after your dentist. Your dentist has a lot more weapons than you do. Why are people always going after their dentist? Be nice. Be nice. Jealous and moody women may face higher Alzheimer's risk. What? Are you kidding me? Well, okay, I'm not jealous. I wouldn't say I'm jealous. I get jealous a lot of my husband. Well, okay, remember, see, my husband, okay, let's talk about my husband for a second, okay? And he's all mine. He's very handsome. He's very burly. A lot of guys met Corey. I know he's my man. So muscular and burly. Anyway, so, you know, he's got a lot of patience that comes and sees him. You know, oh, hi. I'm here to see Dr. Corey. I need his big hands all over me. Excuse me, are you meaning you're like a chiropractic patient? Oh, yeah, if you want to call it that, yeah. No, he's not taking any new patients. Get out of here. So I work with my husband. So anybody who tries to have any fancy schmancy ideas on having Dr. Corey and his very muscular chiropractic hands do anything other than chiropractic, I'm kicking them out of the office. I mean, I'm not necessarily jealous. It's I understand that I married above my grade. I know that. I married above my, what, pay grade would you call it? All right? Okay? I don't know why he married me. He could have had any woman, somebody pretty, somebody skinnier, someone whose boobies were above their waist and faced the same direction. I mean, he could have had anybody. And he's been married. My husband's been married to me now for 17 years. Thank God. Yeah. Now, I keep thinking that the jig is going to be up. And one day, he's going to be like, wait a second. I could have that, but instead I have this. Now, he swears he never will do that. And I'm like, really? I would. If I was in your position. Really? Really? Okay. He's like, would you do that to me? No. Oh, my gosh. I'm married up with you. There's no way. No, man. I'm lucky. I'm going to hold on to you for dear life. I am sinking my hands and teeth and toenails into you. But I realize that my husband has tons of real good choices out there. You know, and I'm in my 40s now. I know some of you think I might have been kind of hot when I was younger, and I really was. When I was younger, I was really hot, but not anymore. I have not aged well. So, you know, I probably would say that I get jealous. Now, I don't always text him. I understand that, you know, he could be out for hours at a time. I don't know, at Walmart, Okay, I guess, yeah, all right, or whatever other excuse he has. I think there's usually enough of an alibi. But I gotta tell you, any woman who thinks of messing with my man, you'll be messing with him much longer. You can see him for the chiropractic, see him for whatever evaluation you need, and then you get the hell out of that room and you get the hell out fast. And that's how I run my office. Now, they say here, jealous, moody women may face higher Alzheimer's risk. They say middle-aged women with a neurotic personality style. People say I'm neurotic. There's nothing neurotic about me. Nothing. Just because. Do I even sound neurotic, really? People with a neurotic personality style and prolonged stress may have a heightened risk of developing Alzheimer's. They tracked 800 women for nearly four decades. No wonder they were neurotic. Don't track me. If I found out somebody was tracking me, I would get ticked and moody. Swedish scientists, oh, it's okay if they're Swedish. Yeah, Swedish are sexy. Swedish scientists found that those who were most anxious, jealous, and moody, which they defined as neurotic, I don't know if I would define that as neurotic, but oh well, experience long-standing stress and double the risk of developing Alzheimer's. Now that's making me all nervous. They say no other study has shown that a midlife personality trait could increase the rates of Alzheimer's disease. Good, and I hope no others do also, honestly. Okay, it would be nice for this to just kind of go to rest and nobody else figure that one out here. The most common type of dementia is Alzheimer's. You know, we got the memory loss, the cognitive impairment, issues with language and focus and judgment and visual perception, etc. 5.2 million Americans have been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Very progressive. It's incurable and ultimately fatal. According to drugs.com, you know, they looked at this study. The study data was pulled from research that began back in the 1960s. Now, but they only looked at women. Because the medical studies during that time were looking at women with neuroses. I guess for some reason in the 1960s, they didn't think a man could ever have something like a mood issue or anxiety or a neurosis. Boy, were they wrong. You know, so it was all about the women. All right, so now they have a new study. Patients with an average age of 46 retract. Oh, good, I'm way too young for that. Woo! I got a long way to go before I would be eligible for this study. Retract for 38. That means I have a few years to not get all jealous and anxious and moody. I get moody. I'm very moody. I'm not like moody in terms of like I'm in a good mood and then I'm in a bad mood. My moodies are I'm in a bad mood, and then I'm in a bad, bad mood, and then I am in a bad, bad mood. So that's my moodiness. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials. Yeah, I know, it's us, Don D. I know, Don's a cutie. We love Tom also. But, you know, Tom, you know, we got Tom every day. Like, yeah, Tom. But, you know, Don, you know, makes his once a week appearance. You know, you'd have a boyfriend that would maybe, you know, once every 6 months decide to, you know, come over for booty call or something like that. You know how excited, you know, you would be because, you know, he was finally coming over to your house once every 6 months. That's how we feel with Don. All right, because he kind of comes and he gets to do the show once a week. We love Tom. We love Tom. This has no effect on the love we have for Tom. But because Don comes, right, once a week, we want him more. You know, because, you know, you never get to see him. He only blesses us with his presence once a week. So it's very tantalizing. Sorry, Don. All right. So very, very exciting day on the Dr. Dolly Show because we got Don. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You just can't follow Don because Don's not here on The Dr. Dahlia Show every day. You only get to see him once a week. Just the flirtation of knowing that, you know, one of you asked me, and you begged me, to take my show off the air 6 days a week and only have my show on the air maybe once in the middle of the night. And I was at first insulted when I heard that, because I'm like, what, you don't want to listen to my show 6 days a week? No. Now I realize he did that. He said that because it would be sexier. More tantalizing to not have all this Dr. Dahlia. You know, my husband has actually, now I'm seeing the thing, my husband had actually suggested the same thing. He had asked me to live at my mother's and to visit once a month. And again, you know, when I first heard that, I was like, ah, you know what, he doesn't love me anymore. He wants me to just go live with my mother. No, that's foreplay. If I'm away from him 29 days of the month, oh, trust me, he's going to pick the day I come. He's got my old menstrual calendar. And then I come to the house just one day a month to see him for the 15 minutes allotted, that it's probably more tantalizing. I bet that's what it is. It's a relationship enhancer. I may take him up on that offer. Not that I want to live with my mom, but very interesting suggestion. I'm just glad that he was thinking of us, you know, when he was suggesting that. Okay, so now the nurse here, this is very interesting. We got a report here. Amber Vinson. Amber Vinson was the second Dallas nurse diagnosed with Ebola. And everybody was upset when they heard that on Monday she had traveled back from Ohio because she was visiting family or whatever. And we were like, oh my gosh, what was she doing? How could she do this? You know, fire her, sue her, whatever. And then now we're getting reports that the CDC told her she could fly. CDC said, go, okay. That was what? All right, so let's look at, this is called nymag.com. They say here, hours after CDC director Dr. Thomas Frieden said Amber Vinson, the second Dallas nurse, quote, should have never traveled on a commercial flight, a federal official told CNN that she had called the agency to say that she was planning on flying to Cleveland and wasn't told she could fly at the time. But then we hear that because she had a fever that was only slight, she was told she could go. Now, this is kind of conflicting who actually told her. They say here, CBS News reports that Vinson called several times before boarding the flight and reported that she had a temperature of 99.5 degrees. She was allowed to fly because her fever wasn't up to 100.4. And a fever over 100.4 is considered high risk. You know, a lot of parents will come in going, you know, can my kid get the vaccine? You know, get vaccinated today. They have a cold. And we as doctors say, of course, even if they have a cold, as long as they don't have a fever above 100.4, they could get the vaccine. Now, I was always a little wary on that. I was like, you know, but I mean, if they're fighting a cold, do you just want to wait a week to vaccinate when we know that their immune system could prime maybe a little bit better? Not that we have a lot of proof with that. You could get a vaccine when you're sick and you'll still prompt an immune response. But I'm like, just for poops and giggles, just humor me. We'll do it, you know, when they're over this cold, you know, because they do have a little fever. And so I like to usually just delay it a couple days, just so I know the fever's gone. So this 100.4 fever cutoff is nothing new. We've been hearing that, you know, for years, where it doesn't count as a fever unless it's 100.4. According to an official who told the New York Times, she was allowed to fly because only a fever of 100.4 degrees or more is considered high risk. I don't think we actually said she could fly, but they didn't tell her she couldn't fly. Now, this was an anonymous federal health official. She called us. I really think this one is on us. All right. Hence my bad, or our bad. or SNAP. Now, while her symptoms did not appear until she came home, the CDC is currently interviewing the 132 patients. She was on a, or 32 passengers. She was on a Frontier flight that flew with her on Monday. They're not worried about the flight to Cleveland. They're worried about the flight coming back. Vincent recently got engaged and was traveling back to Cleveland to plan the wedding with her mother. Family friend Charlene Blankenship Rollins said she never would have taken the trip if she thought she was ill. Heavens no, not at all. I'm telling you, I have seen these people stop to give a homeless person a meal, take them to a restaurant. They would never hurt anyone intentionally. So everybody's all mad at her because now, you know, apparently there's been like 400 calls I think, let me see here. I think the CDC has been 400 people have called thus far in Ohio, the Ebola hotline, and it's rising because people are freaked out that they would have had some sort of contact with her. Apparently, the hotline is 1-866-800-1404. 1-866-800-1404, which opened to the public at 6 p.m. yesterday. They say many of the people calling traveled on the Frontier Airlines plane, but not the same. Some of them weren't even on that same plane. She was in Akron, Ohio from October 10th to October 13th. She flew from Cleveland back to Texas Monday on Frontier Airlines Flight 1143. She had a low-grade fever. So because we've been told that Ebola is only contagious when somebody starts to have symptoms and not before, you know, everyone's like, oh, okay, well, if nobody has a fever, we're in the clear. Well, she started to have a fever. So does that mean she was contagious? The Lucas County Health Department will be notified right now of any local residents who are on the plane. And then, of course, they're going to go through the protocol, et cetera. So, wow. All right. So now, you know, here we go again. You know, I'm getting emails, people on Facebook, Twitter going, okay, why is everybody making a big deal about this? This isn't, you know, flu. We're only talking about, you know, two people still. All right. But again, this is Ebola. I am tired of people saying that the media is overblowing this, okay? Because then all of a sudden, you hear of something like this, and now everybody panics again. So the more we are complacent, and we're like, you know what? I'm going to be cool. I'm not going to overpanic. I'm going to play it cool. Then something stupid like this happens. Rather than this nurse saying, you want to know what? Just to play it safe, just don't travel. Because, you know, in the next, and I understand it's hard. You buy an airplane ticket, and an airplane ticket's expensive. I understand how difficult it is to not travel. But it looks like she did her due diligence. She asked. She called. She find out. So, President Obama canceled his travel plans, I guess, for a second day. And I know, shocking. And met with his cabinet to discuss the Ebola outbreak. And he promised a much more aggressive response to the situation in Dallas. He announced that the CDC is going to deploy SWAT within 24 hours to any hospital that reports a new Ebola case to assist hospitals that don't have experience dealing with the virus. So now we're going to get SWAT teams. You know, here you are naked under a gown in fear that they're going to kill your dog. And the hospital's going to call SWAT to come in when you have your fever and you have diarrhea and vomiting. I would like to, if I do, let's say this winter, come down, God forbid, with some diarrhea, some explosive diarrhea, whether it's Ebola or not, I really would like just a little bit of privacy when I have my explosive diarrhea, please. All right. I probably do not need SWAT in the room. I'd be a little embarrassed that it stinks a little bit. You know, just a little bit of privacy for me. I don't care if SWAT is circulating the hospital, is covering the roof, on patrol. Can I just close the hospital room door and have just a little bit of privacy? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia and on Twitter, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, I completely messed that up. It's Facebook is The Dr. Dahlia Show and Twitter is Dr. Dahlia. It's one of those days. Okay, this is an interesting email. Jonathan writes, Doc, how do I make my wife want me? She used to jump my bones when we were first married, and now she doesn't want to be touched. Help me, my hand is... Okay, he talks about his hand. I don't want to go there. Okay, how do you make your wife want you. Oh, this is actually interesting because there was more G-spot, I guess. Let me look that up. There was something in the news about that. It looks like the G-spot and vaginal orgasm are myths, according to a new clinical review. You're in trouble, buddy. I don't know what to tell you, because now they're saying vaginal orgasms are fake, which I don't really agree with, but I don't know much about the whole G. I was asked to weigh in on the G-spot. I don't know how you weigh in on that. Dr. Dahlia, can you please weigh in on that? I mean, I guess it's there. I can't talk from experience. But I still have many years left in my sexual life to have somebody find it. I don't know. I mean, I think men just love hunting for treasure. And so if they say, if this ends up that the G-spot thing was a myth this whole time, and it was just a hoax to get men to be excited about, you know, sex and, you know, and, you know, to be on the hunt for something, I wouldn't be surprised, really. I recommend that, you keep looking. I mean, it couldn't hurt to keep looking. I know this doesn't answer Jonathan's question, but, you know, in general, it couldn't hurt and, it can only help. And, just don't, you know, hurt yourself or hurt her in the process. I understand some of you guys like to go to the tools. I never understood that about men, right? They will want some sort of an electronic or power something. I don't understand that. They'll go to tools. Okay, maybe it's because they spend so much time at Home Depot or Lowe's. I don't understand that. But, you know, women don't necessarily want you requiring outside aid all the time. Okay? They want to think that you put some thought. So now this kind of probably will then lead into the Jonathan question here. All right? You need to act like whenever you're having sex or if you're in a relationship that pleasing your partner is of utmost importance and a priority of that day. So if my husband, let's say, wants to have sex, okay? Yeah, I know, man. It's usually a day I shave my legs because usually he doesn't approach me. So let's say he does. And if he acts like, oh, you know what? Gold Rush or Edge of Alaska's not on for another 15 minutes. You want to do it, babe? No. Okay, that's going to make me mad because that means it's an afterthought. Now, if my husband would, let's say, okay, you know, I come home from work and he says something like, no, this isn't a fantasy, just in general, this is supposed to help you guys out. So if I come home from work, let's say, and you know, my husband beat me home from work or whatever, and he's like, you know, honey, I have just been thinking about you all day. I could not keep my mind off of you all day long. I've been thinking about you and what I could do to please you, and that would work a lot better than, I got to call my mother at 9, so we got a good 2.5 minutes to kill. You see what I mean? Okay, can you guys see the difference in that approach? So, speaking for the ladies, we like to know that you put some thought into it. That's why women like foreplay. Because you have to have some choreography. Some of you guys even have an actual plot to the story, maybe, all right? And it just looks like it's not just an action or a need getting fulfilled. Now, mind you, sometimes that's a turn-on, too, you know, where, you know, you guys are like complete strangers, and all of a sudden he finds you attractive. I hate to think that the only reason why my husband is sleeping with me is because he has to legally do so because we're bound by marriage. I like to sometimes think that even if I was a stranger, he would want me. Now, I know many of you guys are like, Dahlia, that's really far-fetched. Well, you know what? Okay, you know, I'm allowed to be in La La Land. I'm allowed to, you know, he makes me think that I'm attractive. So he's really good at that, too. I know he's lying out his teeth, but it makes me feel good. So if you want to make your lady want you, I would suggest to act like the sex is the last part of the equation. I would probably, it's because remember, we talked about the reason why a lot of women don't have sex. It hurts. Their sex drive is down. They could be going through some menopausal drying down there. And, you know, and women don't understand why a lot of their sex drive plummets because, they don't realize that, you know, biologically it's kind of a defense mechanism so they don't get pregnant when they're older. So you have an older wife. Many of them are not, open to sex because they're, you know, I guess it's not in their evolutionary best interest. Not that they're thinking this, but subconsciously, the body just doesn't really spend time enhancing the sex drive component of her id. So, you know, it's a lot of men, unfortunately, and partners take it very personally that it's them, and that's why she's turned off. One of you had actually written me, I never talked about this on air, one of you had said you disagree with that theory of mine because your wife gets very, very excited by Ryan Gosling, or I don't understand that. I mean, he's a handsome guy, but I don't know. You mentioned a bunch of, I gotta say Michael Fassbender, but anyway. You know, and so you disagreed with that theory, but yes, I understand a lot of couples, they lose some passion, you know, and things may not be as exciting with your husband as it could with one of these movie stars. I get that. But, you know, remember in these movies, there's stories and these stories know exactly how to play on your psyche. And, you know, and women sometimes will talk the talk, but you're actually in bed with, let's say, Channing Tatum or whatever, you know, are the women still going to kind of freak out a little bit, okay? So, you know, we may talk the talk, and we always do. You know, women talk hash all the time. So this is what I suggest. Act like sex isn't even on your agenda that night, but you want it to be all about her, and you want to be there for her. You want to talk. I try to help you guys here. You want to talk. Come on, really? You can't talk? Talking is nice. You want to hear about her day? Come on. We're only talking one night. You want to hear about her day? Okay. What's troubling her? What's going on? You know, what's going on about her? What's going on with her mother? Hey guys, really? Not one day? I'm not saying talking about her mother is going to, you know, make things happen in the bedroom, but still. But just act like it's really about her. And you get it. Then you start bringing up some of the sex stuff. I mean, and, you know, give it more than like 30 seconds of the talk, okay? Otherwise, she's going to never trust you that you never want to talk. But what I would do is I would suggest this. Say, look, not tonight. Don't worry about it. Not tonight if you're tired. But one of these days, I'd like to take you away for a romantic weekend. Wherever you want. Whatever you want, it's going to be all about you. And I'm not saying the marriage always has to be one-sided. I hate that fact. But we're just talking about one night. I want it to be all about you. And, you know, you decide. No pressure. But we don't even have to have sex. But I just want to be intimate. I want us to be close. How could she say no to that? Oh, we don't have the money to go away. Well, Dr. Dahlia gave us a great coupon site. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the makers of Blockit Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blockit Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We are back on to Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We also have ConnectPal, a way where you can subscribe and have some one-on-one doctor time. Really nice to have some doctor time, okay? wouldn't it be nice to have some doctor time? I mean, it would be me, not your real doctor, your very well-educated doctor. I am very well-educated, even though I may not sound it, I am, okay? Speaking of education, I'm going to educate you guys now on zoology. Right, we talk a lot about zoology on the show because I really dig the zoo. And there's some news today saying that the giant extinct kangaroos probably did not hop. I don't think I've ever seen I think I've seen a kangaroo hop. Usually I just see them kind of walk around. The ancestors of modern-day kangaroos, giant marsupials with rabbit-like faces, may have walked upright on 2 feet without hopping. This is according to a new study. They were very, very big and part of the extinct family of Senurian kangaroos. They roamed the Australian outback. Kangaroos are from Australia. See, I knew that. From about 100,000 to 30,000 years ago. Boy, they really hedged on that one there. But they weren't really good hoppers, they said. They said the modern large kangaroos are not the norm for kangaroos. In fact, they appear to be more like a cheetah in comparison with other large cats. Apparently, I know some of you are like, oh, this is like really interesting. Dr. Janice and her colleagues traveled to about half a dozen museums around the world measuring the bones of 140 kangaroos. The largest kangaroo, the Proctoptodon galea, weighed an estimated 529 pounds and about three times the weight of today's kangaroos. Their enormous size may have prevented them from hopping because that's kind of a lot, you know, and including Senurian and wallaby skeletons. All right. Okay, so they're the Senurians. So if ever you want to really, really look smart to your babe, you could say, you know, kangaroos used to not hop. They did, though, I think, still have the pouch, which I think is really, really cool. That's something I always wanted. As a mom, I wish I could have had a pouch that I could have carried my kids in. It was really, really hard to always carry those damn carriers, those plastic carriers, you know, that keep hitting against your leg and bruising your leg. But if I could have had a pouch and just walk around with my little baby in my kangaroo pouch, it would have, I think kangaroos are brilliant. They also kick very well. And they're very strong. Their hands are just kind of little baby hands. But I think they punch, right? Didn't we see them punch like in a cartoon? All right, so that's what kangaroos do. They also can hop in fast speeds. I don't know how they evolved to hop, but I probably kept a kangaroo. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Scientists have now identified 9 distinct face shapes. All right. Again, this is a study coming out of Australia. These guys really study the coolest things. Apparently, Dr. Kendra Schmid is a facial recognition scientist, and she was asked to analyze 1,000. I know, I'm yawning too. Oh, this is cool stuff. Stop it. 1,000 Australian faces, and she found 5 new face shapes on top of 4 common ones. There's the kite shape, the rectangle shape, the teardrop, the heptagon, and the oblong. Why would we even figure that out? I don't know. I mean, I think we all have this. I'm taking a look right now. My face shape, I don't like the way I look on TV. My face shape just looks like a big-ass head. That's what my shape is. I don't know what you would say. The most common face model is called kite, which is found among 20.4% of Australians. The second most common shape is the heart frame. It's more traditional. And then you got the teardrop, heptagon, etc. Now, this is kind of helpful to know their shape because a lot of people have issues with their glasses, right? You put on glasses, etc., and it doesn't fit your face. That's an issue. My son's glasses never fit right. Well, because he's got a face like mine. It's just one big butt face. Big. I mean, his face doesn't look like a butt, but it's big. All right, let me see. Alright, and then, you know, they, you know, people get the right shoes, whatever. I'm trying to think of a movie star that would look, oblong is more rare. I don't know. Alright, you guys look it up. Okay, psoriasis. This show never gets good ratings unless I rip out a study talking about psoriasis. Well, this study... I try, people. Come on, it's so hard to do a health show. If I could be doing an entertainment show, this would be cooler. What are they talking about Khloe Kardashian's dad being Lionel Richie now? All right, you know what? Here's the thing. Ratings come first. Let me get through this psoriasis. Hold on a second. I'll pull up the Kardashian thing. Yeah, I guess O.J. Simpson was first postulated to be her husband. Hold on a second. Khloe Kardashian and I don't really know much about this. And Lionel Richie. Hello, is it me you're looking for? Okay, there we go. Okay, Sophie Richie and Khloe Kardashian may be sisters. Okay, we'll talk about that later. I know that's what you guys want, but listen. Okay, this is a health show, so we got to talk about health stuff. So let me get back over here. Let me click back to psoriasis. Here we go. Okay, good. Nice, juicy psoriasis story. People with, I think I'm starting to develop psoriasis. My elbows look like they have it looks like eczema sometimes, but it could be early psoriasis. This is kind of important. This pertains to me. People with more severe cases of psoriasis may be at increased risk of uncontrolled high blood pressure. See? Told you this would be fascinating. Researchers looked at over 13,000 adults in the UK and found that those with severe psoriasis were 48% more likely to have poorly controlled blood pressure versus people that didn't have the psoriasis. Now, I know some of you are like, I have got to read this article. It's reported online. It was done yesterday in the Journal of American Medical Association Dermatology. So if you go to the JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association, be very, very careful and make sure you hit the dermatology edition. They confirm an association now between psoriasis and cardiovascular health. But the precise reasons, and I know this is going to be some bad news, the precise reasons are not clear. They don't know why. Okay? Here we go. I got a quote. We still don't fully understand why we see a higher prevalence of cardiovascular risk factors in people with psoriasis. This is study leader Dr. Juniko Takeshita, a clinical instructor of dermatology at the University of Pennsylvania, Philadelphia. All right, here's the thing. No joke, okay? Psoriasis is rough. So those of you that suffer from psoriasis, it is a curse that you've been given, and it is a constant fight. It's very, very difficult. So, you know, you wonder, maybe it's the stress of that. Or is it because of the chronic inflammatory condition? Now, for those of you who don't know what psoriasis is, it's these kind of pinkish, scaly patches that could be along the scalp, it could be on the knees, it could be on the elbows, on the back, chest, etc. And because of the chronic inflammation, that's why I think people's blood pressure probably rise. So if you have, let's say, psoriasis, you were kind of young, you were diagnosed with psoriasis, I would strongly suggest that you get checked out and make sure somebody is keeping an eye on your blood pressure, because it looks like the two may be hand in hand. People will say, well, what if I think I have psoriasis? What do I do to get it checked out? Just go to the doctor. They could do a quick biopsy. You know, do a little bit of numbing medicine, take a little bitty punch biopsy, take a piece. A lot of times we can just look at it and know. You know, but some of you guys will mistake your psoriasis or mistake a skin cancer for psoriasis. You'll have this patch that kind of grows and it's a little red and flaky. You're like, oh, it's probably just psoriasis. One small patch, psoriasis? No, get that sucker biopsy. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.